Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, we ask a different poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. So click your answer, and when you do, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Cliff Inico has got lots of great information that he's provided us over the years on different things, starting and running a business, taxation issues, and you can find him all over our website, too. And we appreciate, Cliff, we appreciate the time and the information you've given us. Anything new, anything more about on the Internet sales tax, or you want to talk to us about some of the some small business taxation issues? What do you got?
Well, we can talk a little about the internet tax issue because really it's one of the hot things right now. One of the great debates too. You know, when I was in college, I majored in history. Jim, I always tell people if you really want to understand Cliff Inico, my majors in college were history and philosophy, not accounting, business, or economics, or any of the stuff that I'm currently known for. And when you have that background, you kind of take sort of a longer look at things and the way things are. You know, back in the 1700s, the states were like sovereign countries.
Right.
You know, going from, say, New York to Connecticut was a lot like going from New York to Canada today. Mm-hmm. You know, the states were trying to put up, you know, things to protect their own domestic industries and stuff like that. And as part of our Constitution in the 1780s, they put in what's called the Commerce Clause, which says that the states shall not put any undue burden on interstate commerce.
Part of the Fifth Amendment.
It's actually part of the... Article 1, Section something, but that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's part of the original Constitution. It's not one of the amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's been a lot of case law over the years as to exactly what that means. And in 1992, the Supreme Court came down. It was a case involving a mail order, you know, catalog company that was sending catalogs to everybody in the world. And North Dakota, of all states, had tried to put a restriction kind of similar to the Amazon tax, saying, if you're selling more than, you know, $100,000 a year of goods to in-state residents, you got to register here and pay taxes. The company fought it, and the company won. The Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. That's an unreasonable burden of commerce under the Commerce Clause. So far, so good. The problem is, of course, 1992 was a long time ago. I mean, the Internet was just beginning to get on people's radar screens back there. And now, last year during the holiday season, I understand that more goods and services were sold online than in the brick-and-mortar world in the United States.
Finally crossed over, the tipping point.
Just incredible. And, of course, what's happening is a lot of people are not paying sales tax. Mm-hmm. They're not paying sales tax because the vast majority of transactions are interstate, and therefore come under this 1992 Supreme Court ruling.
They're not paying it because they're not being billed for it, even though it's really the responsibility. Isn't it really the responsibility of the purchaser to remit the sales tax in their local area, aren't you?
No, it's actually the responsibility of the vendor in most states that I'm aware of. It's the responsibility of the seller to collect the tax. So, for example, a lot of online vendors don't charge their buyers sales tax. They just eat and pay it out of their profits,
right,
which is fine. The law allows you to do that. You do not have to pass it on to the buyer, although, frankly, I think you're crazy not to. Why should you eat into your profits to pay sales tax if you don't have to? That to me is rather silly. You should always do that. Here's my ultimate. There are two things that people can do if they're concerned about this. The first thing they should do, if they are selling stuff online and they are not paying taxes, they should register with their state and pay taxes on in-state sales.
They've got to do that. They'll come and get you if you don't do that.
They will do that. I mean, I'm a little sympathetic with the state governments because a lot of people who sell online don't know they have to do that.
That's where the concept of the nexus comes in.
Correct. That's
explain the audience what a nexus is.
Well, we're going to talk about nexus in a minute. But if you're in Connecticut and you're selling stuff to Connecticut residents, you are required to collect and pay sales tax to the state of Connecticut,
right,
even though the sales are happening on
because
eBay
you're
or
domiciled
Amazon or anywhere
in
else.
Connecticut.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, that's where the states have a legitimate beef, in my view. People should be collecting and paying that, and if they're not, we're going to see more stuff.
Well, you're breaking the law if you don't do that. I mean, there's nothing cloudy about that.
There is absolutely nothing to say about that. That's always been the law, Jim.
Right.
It's not something new.
Right.
Okay. If you find yourself doing in business in other states, you watch out for places where you have what they call nexus, which means physical presence. If your business has an office in another state, if you're taking consignments from people in other
or
states.
A warehouse or
right, a warehouse or
like
other distribution facility. You have a nexus there, and you are required to collect and pay that state's sales tax when you collect to that state's residents.
Right.
So if I have a warehouse in Texas and I'm selling to Texas folks, I have to collect.
And folks, this is not waiting on any kind of another bill or law. This is the law right now. So you have
this is the law right now.
Hey Cliff, I need your website one more time.
That's right.
Your website one more time.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Check it out. All the books are there. The eBay marketing stuff and all that. Yeah, lots of good stuff. Hey Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man. Good luck. Enjoy the weather.
You too. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We can't do without him. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.